is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and we're doing our ongoing mentoring call on July 28th. And I want to welcome everyone here to our call. And today we're going to be talking about a number of things. I want to give you a lot of great training today on how to. Well, we're going to be doing three things. One is giving you one performing edge coaching technique during the call, and so that you have some kind of coaching technique, new coaching technique you could use or expand upon. And then the second thing we'll be doing is giving you one marketing or business strategy, or going really deep into what you could do, like for instance today to build your website. And then the third thing is giving you some free or low-cost resources, tools and resources to really grow your business fast. So there's so much to share, so I want to give you some of that each time. So we talk both about a little bit about coaching, techniques, the specifics of that, and then also about your business and marketing. So then we will, today we're going to go dive into WordPress and some specifics about that. And then also I wanted to direct you to, I'm filling out more of the website at performingedgecoach.com. Going to the members area, there's, if you look under coach resources at the top, there's three tabs at the top there, the training. The second one is coach resources. So you can put in, if you go there, you can see various resources that I have for growing your business. And for you to take a look there, I'll keep adding to that as you get more and more resources. Some are free, some are low cost, and that'll be great to help you, like, build your website, get the right theme, get your e-commerce set up, get everything set up in your business so that everything is integrated and automated to make your business run much more smoothly and make life much more easy for you. So, Duran, one thing I wanted to mention was something really exciting is happening with, with the affiliate program here, and all of you are in a very powerful position to be making income right away. This is one simple technique that I want to share with you. One of the things that you can do best is to recommend people and courses and resources that you trust. And since you've been through this program, with Performing Edge Coaching International, you're in a very powerful position to easily recommend this to other people by putting a link on your website, getting an affiliate link, and then being able to, when people click on it, it gets tracked so that you get commissions for that. You get affiliate commissions and credit. I send you a check right away. I compensate you financially for that by giving you 30% of the price of the course. So I just got an email from Duran Lundberg last week about how that happened for him. So Duran, are you on the call? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So can you kind of tell us what happened with you as an affiliate. You said your website just a few days, right? When this happened?
I went ahead and put your, as soon as I had the affiliate link sent to me, I went ahead and put that on my website.
Oh, excuse me, just a second. Sorry, I cut you off. Say that again?
As soon as I put my website up, it took me a couple of days to go ahead and do that. And then once I had that process done, I put your link on one of my pages where I have a slider on the page. And when people click on that slider, it takes them to a bunch of affiliates that I'm networked with. And I have your affiliate header. I just took that from your website and woke up one morning and saw that I had two people that you know, were interested in the program, purchased the program. And no, it was great. I see a great value in the coaching, and it was awesome for them to to have the opportunity to see that through my website and connect with you.
Yeah. So how did you get the affiliate link? Let's see, was that in one of the courses, one of the modules? I forgot where that was.
Yeah, it was in the last module, and I went ahead and just signed up for the affiliate right away, and I took, as I was building my website, I decided to create a page called Maximize Your Potential, and on that page I have a link directly to your sales page for the affiliate that has the affiliate link to it.
Yeah. So that was fantastic. And you, because I was thinking before of had people put up the certification seal, the gold seal, but the way that you did it was just taking the banner, the header from the top of the website. It's even better because it's much more prominent. People can see what it is. So that was amazing. Every one of you on the call here in this course can do that. Same thing, and be making an income. Yeah, just because you referred two people, I just sent you the 30% of for each person. So you you got a check for $600 just by two passive income, really. Yeah, it's and just recommending the products that you like. And so and it's amazing that your website, it shows that you don't have to, pay someone, a search engine optimization expert, a lot of money to get your website found. You just had your website up a few days, and it was obviously people were searching on, sports motivation and mental toughness, and they got to your website just by that. So you must be doing the right things with regard to putting the right keywords on your website.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I did, but it worked.
yeah, it worked really well. And so you put the banner, the header on not just on a sidebar, but in the actual on the left side where there's more room, which is really good. It has just like a whole resources page there, right? And you put it towards the top. I think the more now people are seeing that the header there is really golden. The more prominent you make it, the more income you can make. People see this, now we know they're actually searching on it. Right? So yeah, another suggestion I was going to say is if you can, you might want to put just a little phrase on the above the header that with. People tend to go to look at things that with quotation marks. So if they see a quote, the eye just naturally goes to that. So if you could put a quote from you just saying, I highly recommend this program, or I'm a certified performing arts coach. Click here to become a certified performing arts coach. With quotation marks, or just a sort of quote from you about the course, then it'll personalize it more, and people realize this is for real. So that's just another suggestion too. Putting something there, your own little statement about it. And some other ways that you can help get the word out about this is on your website. You're writing lots of articles. People wonder, well, what should I write an article about? You can write a short article about your experience in this course, what you learned, and then just have your affiliate link in there as part of article. So that's some other ideas for that.
I went ahead and I've created a power of a coach, and in that ebook I have like the top 10 reasons why you would want a coach and how it benefits you, a performance edge coach. So I've been posting on my website, different reasons why. Like I did the first seven, And then 7 through 10, I said, are the most important. And, you know, I'm going to have a link to buy, you know, the ebook so you can, you know, get the other three that are the most important, why you want to hire a performance edge coach.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. So, yeah, it's good to write articles about that. That's excellent. Yeah. And that can help you get more clients as well. And then you can, get affiliate referrals for the program as well. Because if you, for other people who are new on the call, I've raised the, for the individual one-on-one works I do with people, I raised the price to $4,000. So if you, for one person that signs up for that, you get $1,330 just for one referral. And then for the group course, you get 30% of that for anyone that signs up for that. And that price is always going up as well. So your commissions go up. So I want to do everything I can to support you and helping to get the word out there. We can really partner with each other that way. It gives you, a lot of credibility to, to say that you're a performing edge coach and recommend that to other people too. So, yeah, congratulations to Ron on great work with that. I think your website is fantastic. So, also I was thinking I have a recommendation for another theme that I really like. I'll put it on the resources area and email it to you too. But in case people don't realize this, but actually, if you have one theme up on your website for WordPress, the great thing is if you find another theme. And by the way, for those of you who are new, a theme is just the look and feel of the site. So instead of paying a designer, thousands of dollars to design your website, you can just put one of these themes on there, which basically the look and feel is already designed into the site. So if you have a theme that's there already, but you want to change it, you can just get a different theme and you can just switch it out in one click, and all of a sudden you've got a different theme there, but all your content is still there. So I'll just in case you wanted to try out different themes or whatever, that other recommendations of some that are really flexible, that kind of thing. Well, which one are you using now, do you know?
My theme, my theme right now is it's a thesis theme.
Uh-huh.
And then I actually, and then I bought a certain skin that goes over it, a blog skin.
Yeah.
And, now that I'm working with you and the new opt-in, the opt-in box, I have to change the skin. The guy wasn't able to help me, so I'm in the process. I found somebody on Fiverr.com that's going to just change the skin and the theme for me. So it'll be a little bit of a similar look, but a little bit different.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It will allow me to... So I'll see. Hopefully they can help me with that for $5.
I know.
Can't beat that.
What an incredible resource. Yeah, it's so that everybody hears what that resource is. For people that are new, it's Fiverr.com. So if you spell out the word five, F-I-V-E, and then two R's at the end, R-R, so F-I-V-E-R-R.com. And you can go there and get just about anything done for $5. I know it sounds too good to be true, but there you just type in, let's say you want an ebook cover, you can type in like an ebook cover design, and some amazing graphic artists on there will design you an ebook cover. Let's say you want to get, you put the job out there and get four responses or so. You could have four different people do four different ebook covers, and maybe you like two of them and two of them you don't. You fill them out, so you've got two ebook covers for $20. Pretty amazing. Even if you don't like some of them, there's very little risk because it's only $5. And so it's a great resource for graphics, for tech guys, because we're working with WordPress. Everybody knows WordPress. It's a very standard platform now for your website. So so people, there are lots of tech geeks out there that can fix little things that you need help with. And so it's a great resource for that. So you can go to Fiverr.com. Another good resource I was going to mention to you, if you don't have Photoshop, if you want to like make, you know, play with graphics, that kind of thing, is Pixlr.com. It's Pixlr.com. So Pixlr without the A at the end. So it's Pixlr.com. And that is like, it's similar to Photoshop. It's a free program that you, where you can do a lot of graphical kinds of things, and play around with that. And you can create, you can resize photos. Let's say you've got something that has a black background, you want to change the background, you can do that easily. So plus a graphic thing. So Pixlr.com is a great free resource for that. Also, another one I wanted to tell you about is Zamzar.com, Zamzar.com, and that is, let's say you have a client, this is really good for testimonials, that kind of thing. Let's say you have a client that you want to get a testimonial from. They could do a video, let's say they're across the country somewhere and they have trouble getting the video to you if they're not technical. You could just have them posted up on YouTube. And then you can go to Zamzar.com, Zamzar.com, which is free. And then that's the way to download YouTube videos. So you get a better quality of video, and so you actually have the file. Because if you have a really great testimonial from someone, you know, you never know, YouTube might take that down or change their policy, or you don't know, it's on their platform. So you want to get that file for yourself. So go to Zamzar.com, and you put in the link at YouTube, and then put in your email, and they will send it to you. And you get the file itself. And if you like, there's other things up at YouTube that you like. If there's something really funny, and you can play it on your website through YouTube. But if you also want to have that file itself, be able to play it at, if you're giving a talk somewhere and you don't have internet access, you want to have the file on your computer to be able to play, then you can just go to Zamzar.com, it's free, and download it, and you'll have the file on your computer. So there's some other resources for you too. So so now I wanted to get into some of the content about building your website. And if you have questions, just let me know along the way. For those of you who are new to building websites, some of you I know, everybody is in a different place. Some are building brand new websites. Some of you already have your websites up, and some are changing your website from a traditional one to WordPress. And so, what WordPress is it looks very much like a traditional website, but the benefit is when you're running it through WordPress, which is free software, you don't have to depend on a webmaster to make changes for you. You can change the look and feel of your site very quickly with the theme that you're using, which I was talking about is just the overall design of the site. You just plug in this one file and boom, you've got your website. Everything goes where it's supposed to, and it's all organized. It's very easy to work with. So I absolutely love WordPress, and it makes it so easy for people without any technical knowledge to be, like all of us, are probably more into coaching than we are into the technical part, but with just clicking, pointing and clicking, you can get a really good site set up and manage the content, and you can contribute and add content to it on a regular basis. So you are finally in control of your website, and you can change the look and feel of it at the snap of a finger. Even if you want to change the theme, you can do that as well. So that's why I recommend the software called WordPress. for, because it's, and plus it's a standard now for doing about anything that you want to do. So I wanted to talk more about that. Can I dive into some of the specifics about, you know, I used to work with or hire other webmasters to get the website up and running initially. And then I found out how easy it is to do. And I'm actually, you know, last night, I started a new website. And it's not, I still have to install the theme. So hopefully I can post it next week. But it's just within a few clicks, I was able to, you know, get everything up and running and do, you know, get the site up all by myself with no webmaster. And believe me, I'm not technical at all. I'm not a programmer. You know, I'm a sports psychologist and a licensed psychologist, so I have no background in this area, no training at all. But it's just because I've taken some training now in WordPress, and I understand the process. Now I can teach that to you, and it's just makes it very easy. So I'll just go through quickly the steps. Is first you purchase the domain name anywhere you want. You can go, like I mentioned before, that you can get the expensive ones. I'll put that on the web, these resources under at performingedgecoach.com. Just click on the top there tab under Coach Resources, and I'll put the names of all the places where you can get these domain names and host them. So the first thing you want to do is purchase a domain name, like, you know, for instance, the drjoanne.com. You can use, or if you want, you can try to get keywords in your website, like with Sue Haskins at healyourbest.com, which is, her website is all about healing and recovery from illness and injury. TJ's at soberfitness.com, so it has fitness is just a good keyword that people are searching for. If you can have your name and then what you do, it's great. If I have another one-on-one client working with it, it has their name and then has peakperformance.com after that. So if you can get some sort of keywords, and by keyword I mean just the words that people are searching on the internet, you know, something about sports, then people will know what that they're in the right place when they come to your domain name. And also, they'll know, if you're going to include benefits in your domain name, like healyourbest.com is great, so people know exactly they're going to be able to feel their best when they go to Sue Haskins' website. Sharon's website, athletegrowth.com, is great, you know, that gives you a benefit as well. So, they did a good job with that, Sharon. Some of the other, and also with domain names, you want to be able to have it short. The shorter the better, and easy to say and easy to spell is those are the big criteria for domain names. And then you want to get, so you might want to, even if you have a domain name now that you like, you may want to get some other ones because it's so cheap and easy to get, you know, for other websites you might want to build. So today and in these next, calls coming up, I want to give you a skill that is worth tens of thousands of dollars. It's just amazing. Often I've seen webmasters that they'll charge $5,000 up front, sometimes as much as $10,000 up front to build a website. Huge amounts of money that you have to pay up front to get something done. And so you don't want to be doing that. You lose control of your website and it takes a lot of time. A lot of times there's communication issues. You could do that if you want, but it's much better if you have control yourself. Imagine if you can create your own $5,000 website without having to pay anyone anything. Just basically saving the price of a theme. So it's you know, it's just a great way to be able to do this yourself and feel like you are in control. So when you go to the steps, back to what we're doing. So the first step is to purchase the domain name. The second step is to get you get a very cheap hosting account and go to that performingagentshost.com. The research is on the top there to find out where to get your hosting. You can get, I'd say, get a plan that has unlimited domains, unlimited websites. So that way you can have 2, 3 or as many websites as you want. Or you can start with the cheapest plan and then you can upgrade to the next one if you want. And then you want to make sure that you point your DNS at the name servers of your domain name to your hosting account. And I'll explain what that means in a minute. That you want to, let's say your hosting account is a GoDaddy, or I mean your domain name is a GoDaddy, but your hosting is somewhere else, and you want to be able to point it over to, so when people click on your domain name, that they're actually looking at where it's being hosted. So when I talk about hosting, I mean like with servers. I call them the servers in the sky. Servers that are there. So that is hosting your site, so that you're able to see, you know, so they are managing your account. Can't host your own account. You need to be able to have a server hosting something that does that. And then, basically, once you have that, the hosting companies have what's called a cPanel. It's like a control panel, but it's called cPanel, and it makes it very easy to do all the different things that you want to do on your website. You used to have to pay people a lot of money for it. So you just go there, and you know, you can change your email, you can add new domain names. If you want to add a new website, you can do that, like I just did last night. And you can just basically add all kinds of features to your site. And so then you want to click on what's called this thing called Fantastico, which makes it easy to upload WordPress. Click on, as most of the hosting companies have that now, you click on icon is Fantastico, and then you upload, you install WordPress, and WordPress is a free software that they all have on the hosting companies now. And then you want to find a theme. So a theme, again, is the look and feel of the site, and so you find one that you like. And if you go to the resources tab on the top, I've listed several there, then you want to install the theme. And then I'm going to go through each of these steps and exactly how to do each of these step by step. And then you want to add plugins, which are simple programs that allow you to do just about anything that you want to do on your website. This is a thousands and thousands of plugins out there. It's like instead of going to a programmer and they'll say, "Oh yeah, I can program it to do that," and you know, charge you thousands of dollars to do a simple program. Now there are plugins, most of them are free, that allow you to do just about anything. You want to have, for instance, a plugin that does automatic backup every week. So you want to make sure that you have that in place so you can, you know, you send an email each week that says, that all those are free again. Send you an email with a zip file that contains your backup. So if anything happens to your site, if it goes down, it's really important to have that backup. And then you go up to the hosting company and you click restore and you send them the file and boom, your site is back up in 5 minutes. It's amazing. So you don't lose your site. You always have a backup there and a recent backup as well while you change it. And then you want to also change the header so you customize it. So even if you have a theme that lots of other people are using, you have a header that's the top part of your website. You want to make that with your look and feel, your brand name, your logo, if you have a logo or a book cover. You can have your photo up there. And so in designing a header, you want to have a good tagline of some sort to give the benefit. Like on drjoanne.com, it says, "Your performing edge gold medal mindset for success. So Youth of Pulling Edge is like my brand, and then gold medal mindset for success is the benefit, or what people are going to be able to get when they go to the site. So if you can think of your what you want your brand to be, and then what the benefit is, and then you can put that on your header there. And then if you, let's say you want to, you don't like it, you want to change your header, you know, just go back to Fiverr.com again and get someone to do a new one for $5. It's just pretty amazing. Or you can get four people to work on it and throw out three of them and use one, and it only costs you $20 to try that out. So you can get a header. And on all of the websites too, you can usually adjust the size of the header. Now it seems like the trend is to make the header a little bit smaller, not quite so tall. So in the past, the headers were, you know, really big, but actually, you know, all the purpose of a header, the top part there, is just to tell people, okay, you're in the right place, and to tell them what your brand is and your logo or your name. But you don't want it to take up a lot of room, because you want that space above the fold, the space before they scroll down, you want to get as much relevant, valuable information there as you can. If you have this like 7 to 10 seconds to get people's attention. So yeah, you want to if you want to show a video there, a slideshow, something, you want to really catch people's attention. And so you can make your header the height of it, not quite so high. And then the next step is to make some sample postings, experiment with your theme to see if you really like it, see what it does, all the things that you want it to do, and then be able to start blogging. As I mentioned before, a blog and a website now are one and the same. You don't have to have a website one place and a blog another place. Your website is your blog, basically, and the reason WordPress works so well because search engines absolutely love WordPress because it is a blog. But in the past, blogs we thought of as just a kind of journal where people just wrote forever, and it didn't really look that great. But now with all these great teams, your website can look extremely professional. All my websites are built with WordPress, and they look great. So I wanted to mention one thing. Keep in mind that you will not be hosting your website at WordPress.com if people get confused. WordPress.com is a place where it is super easy to get started, but you can't do all the things that you need to do if you really want a good blog. So sometimes people go, WordPress, oh, I'll just go to WordPress.com. But if you try to host your blog at WordPress.com, the address will be something like, sportspsychology.wordpress.com. So it's always going to have WordPress in the title. Your actual brand gets buried in the name. It's this long, ugly title, and you don't want that. And you can actually get bent. You're not supposed to have any commercial kinds of websites on WordPress.com. It's supposed to be just for sharing, information, personal information. So you can actually get banned from WordPress.com for having a commercial website there. So don't go to WordPress.com. Well, what you want is WordPress.org is where there's a lot of tools to make your blog function better. So always go to WordPress.org, not .com. But what you want is to be installing the free WordPress software on a regular hosting service. And most of the hosting services already have this free WordPress software ready to install on the website, so you don't have to get the WordPress software. It's on the hosting company. And the great thing about these hosting companies, and the one I recommend on our research page, is that if they have their customer service is amazing. You can call 24/7. There's always somebody that you usually get on right away, or you can talk to a real person within 1 minute. You don't have to go through a long menu of items just to get to a real person. They're very knowledgeable and it's helpful. So that's what the kind of hosting service you want. So yeah, so that's the basic. Those are the basic steps to get started. And now I wanted to just talk with you just a little bit about a few terms so that you understand the actual terms that people get stuck with. I mean, WordPress has been around since 1997, and I think people, it hasn't been around that long, but it started with people as a journal. Actually, before I start on this section, though, what I wanted to do is give you, what I promised you first is the, a performing edge technique that you can use with your athletes. So, I wanted to give you an example of one of the best ways to do a short case study, and then we can talk about like how you can put this on your WordPress blog when you have a case study or an athlete that you're working with. So the performing technique, coaching technique for today that I want to teach you about is a sort of three-step process how to do an assessment, get some information from your client, and then how to turn that into a visualization exercise specifically for that client. And then third, how to repurpose that to turn that into a product that everyone can use. So, I was going to tell you about this client I have that after all these years, 30 years of working with clients, one of the most, Olympians and all kinds of, levels of client, of people and athletes. One of the most satisfying clients I've ever worked with is the one I'm working with right now. He's a 12-year-old kid, and he's a go-kart racer, and his goal is to become one of the top NASCAR racers and, win these, in the Indy 500 and go to the top with his racing. And, sometimes you have a client that you feel like, wow, this person's really going somewhere. So that's what I have a feeling with this kid I'm working with, who's 12 years old. And so the technique I wanted to show you is something you can do with any client. Take a sip of my water here. So what I asked him, we'll call him Danny. I asked him, Danny, can you tell me about your strengths and do a strengths assessment? So I did this with him verbally, and I said, let's just write down a list of strengths, things that you feel you're good at. And he would tell me about, I feel like I'm, determined and focused and confident and sort of thing. And I would just throw out a lot of words so to get his mind thinking. So it was kind of like brainstorming about strength. So we talked about his qualities, athletic strength, it could be personal strength, and things you like about yourself, personality strength, and also talk about, I asked him to tell me about your accomplishments, your best races, things that you've done that you're really proud of. So I gave him lots of different ways to think about strength, and he would just throw out all kinds of qualities he was thinking of. If you like the way you look, what's the favorite part of your body you like? Your eyes, you like the way your eyes look, your hair, that kind of thing. It's a strength as well. Communication skills, interpersonal strength, all these things, anything you can think of regarding values, how he values himself as a person. So we would write down all of these strengths and just get a whole list of them, a long list of qualities that he feels. And some people have trouble, coming up with them because you want to be able to have, draw out as much information as you can from the client. So we came up with a whole page full of his strengths. And then I said, I want to do a custom visualization exercise around this and turn these into what I call power words. So, phrases that reinforce those things. So then I had him close his eyes and sit back in his chair. I do most of my work by phone, and you can too. that's the great thing about this work of performance coaching is you can I have clients all over the world, and you can as well with Skype and with the phone, and you can so you can do this without ever leaving your home. You can have a bad hair day, you can sit with your pajamas, and you can do this work all day long and make a great a living with this. And so, in this case, there was someone local here, so he came into my office, and I had him sit back in his chair and visualize, close his eyes. And then we went through and just basically created power word phrases from the strengths that he had given me. So I would, and I put them in the form of I, I am confident, and, I'm a valuable, I'm intelligent racer. I believe in myself. I radiate an inner confidence. And so I would use the word, even though he was telling me these things about himself, I would use the word I, so that when he's listening to this visualization, he's putting the, he's personalizing it using I. So I went through this thing. And so now you've got a visualization CD or MP3 file with all of these strengths listed on there. And so he, and of course I personalized it for him with his go-kart racing, and then gave that to him, emailed it to him. And then, what the third step is, what you can do with this is think, well, all these strengths are universal strengths. Most of them are things that other people feel as well. Why not make this into a product? So you can take that list of strengths, you have it written down there that you just got from this person, and you can take that. Of course, the MP3 that you make personally for that client, you just have their name in it with their specific words and their putting Danny's goals and Danny's scores and go kart racing. But then you can take that information and if you want to make it into a product, repurpose it. You always want to be thinking repurposing. How could I turn this into something that everyone can use? And of course, you don't want to use the person's name, so then you could take that information that you have written down, remove their name, and remove the specific sport and any identifying details, so that of course you want to keep client confidentiality. But then you can turn that into, instead of I love go kart racing, you can turn it into, I love my sport. I love exactly what I'm doing. I'm in my element. You can turn it into, or if you want to make it specifically for another sport, you can say, I love playing tennis. I'm strongest when I'm out playing soccer. So you turn it into something that everyone can use, and if you've got all those affirmations or those power words, strength on your computer, just turn it into a general, a list of power words, and then you could re-record it just with your voice, and not saying the client's name, just saying the power words, and boom, you've got a product, or you've got a visualization, a download that you could now sell on your website. If you have the e-commerce system I was talking about at VIPrunning.com, then you can set it up so that you can do digital downloads and people could purchase that on your website. Let's say you sell for $9.99 or $15.99, whatever price that you think, set a price that you think is fair, and then you can sell that right away on your website. You could also upload it to Kindle. Kindle doesn't have to be just books, textbooks. You can actually have an audio MP3 file that you could sell on Kindle. And same thing with the Barnes & Noble Nook and the iPhone, or Apple's iBook. So each of those places you could, you have a product you could sell. So we've gone from strength, written strength that the client gave you, to an individual custom MP3 file of power words that you have provided for that person. So you made income through, seeing this client, providing really great value to this one client. And then you take that information that the client is giving you, because that's actually what your market is telling you. These clients getting feedback about what your market wants. So you're giving them the generalizing that now to what everyone can use, and then turning that into a product that you can put on the market. Another thing you could do is that you could take it one step further, make it a video. If you go to drjoanne.com and click on, I think it's under blog articles there. You can see how I've done that with a coaching. Yeah, on the left hand side, you see a picture of a sunset there. And all I did was take a slide of a beautiful picture of a sunset that I took when I was over in Hawaii a few years ago, and made that into and then put the MP3 in the background with me doing a visualization, and all of a sudden you've got a video, and I uploaded it to YouTube, and that video gets a lot of hits, so I put a sample up there of that video, not the whole thing, but just a sample. People look at the slide as a beautiful sunset while they're hearing my voice taking them through a visualization, and then at the end, they can go and purchase it if they want to through my website, if they want the whole thing. So that's an idea for you as well. If you could turn this into from a strength assessment for a client, you can turn it into a custom MP3 file, then you could turn that into, repurpose it into a general MP3 file, and then one step further into a visualization. You could also, if you want, a transcript of that, maybe that's the words, the text, the script that you've created for the visualization, and you can sell that as well, either separately or as part of the visualization. So, just some ideas for you with regards to how all the different ways that you could use this performance coaching technique. So, if you have questions about that, what you can do is just press *6 into your, and then I can see your name and I can answer any questions about that that you might have. Now, I wanted to go back to the WordPress information here and give you a little bit of background about blogs and about how to use WordPress, some of the terms there. So the blog is basically, people ask, well, what is a blog? Now we're switching gears back to the technical stuff. But the great thing about WordPress is you don't have to be technical. You can discuss this stuff yourself. And I'm so excited for all of you that you can create these websites for yourself very easily. And believe me, if I could do it, you could do it. It's just basically point and click. And the great thing is if you have trouble with this, well, I'll have a lot of information on the Performance Coach website about this. I'm going to give you a PDF file of how instructions how to do this. And also you can call the hosting company that you're working with and they can walk you through, all the upload of WordPress. And it's very, very simple. Just point and click. And even if you can't do it, they'll actually do it for you. So, and that's all for free. So it's so exciting that it opens up this whole field for all of us that we don't have to be dependent on, a webmaster. If little things come up, if you need tweaks on, you can go to Fiverr.com and someone can fix things very simply for $5. So it makes it very easy. So a blog basically is short for weblog. We used to call it a weblog, which is similar to an online journal. Basically, it's a website where the owner of the blog, you can make regular entries, and visitors who come to your site can post their comments. So it makes it interactive now. So you're not just, in the past, it was like just one person, a one-way conversation with a static HTML site like CDC and Dreamweaver, just you kind of broadcasting to the world your message. But now people can post their comments, so, and they can ask you questions. You know what your market wants. Very powerful, lots of different ways you can use comments. And one thing I wanted to mention too, with regard to, how you think of your website. website, how you think of your blog, is that it is like your center, your foundation, and it's where you want everyone to come to, because you own that real estate. And the mistake that a lot of people make is they're focusing a lot on the social media stuff, which that's really important too, but if you, that, you don't own that real estate. A lot of people don't realize that, but Facebook and Twitter, they're powerful tools. You want to use those tools to bring people back to your website, because that's your, it's like, think of your website as like a party. You know, that's where your party is, and when you're going to, you know, when people are on Facebook, they're at someone else's party, they're at Facebook's real estate. You want to bring them back from there to your place, to your house, to your party, so that you can spend more time with them, get to know them, build a relationship with them, and they can buy your coaching, your products, and your services. So, in fact, a lot of people don't realize this. You can get banned from Twitter. When I started my first Twitter account, within 2 days, I got suspended. Twitter actually kicked me off or suspended my account because I didn't realize the rules. I was adding people too quickly. I was doing too many follows. You have to have a certain ratio of follow to unfollow. Or followers, people that you are following, and people who are following you, and if you're following a lot more people than people who are following you, then they suspend your account. And so I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just getting started with this stuff and I'm getting kicked off. And I realized, that made me realize, hey, this is not my real estate. Twitter owns this and they can change the rules anytime they want, just like Facebook can change the rules and they can suspend an account. You could spend, you know, a year getting, you know, I have over 5,000 followers on, almost 6,000 on Twitter, and they could at any time change the rules and suspend an account. So you need to realize that using those are valuable, but you want to spend, think of it as like a, you know, energy. You want to pull energy, you know, use that as energy to, like a highway to get people from Facebook to your blog, get people from Twitter to your website, get people from LinkedIn to everything on your website. You always want to include a link. Whenever I put a, you know, a post on Facebook, you know, some of the strategies involved are like, when there's, news, happening in the news, you want to capitalize on that. So when the Women's World Cup Soccer came on last week, I made a comment about that. Like I was saying to all of you, with David Letterman, had Abby Wambach on, David Letterman, and he said, hey Abby, so you score a lot with your head, which was, kind of a funny comment. And I thought, score a lot with your head? That's exactly what we want our clients to do, right? You know, with performing as coaching and, to be able to do, you know, have people use their heads. So it's a sort of a double message, you know, two meanings for that. And that was great. So I put that, I gave that idea to all of you in an email. And also I put it on my Facebook. And then I said, want to know how to score well with your head? Go here and put a link to my website. So you want to draw people back and you know, to put a new article on your website and then go to Facebook and point people back to your, directly to your website. So realize that, you know, your website is your own real estate. You want to get people there, have people spend more time hanging out on your real estate and your party, at your home, and your blog. So the first thing is, just telling you about what a blog is. And blogs, they can be comments, you can have a photo. You could have videos, you could have anything you want on your blog. You could have, you know, like Devon is doing, putting the banner on, you know, you're putting the banner on for the Fungus Coaching on your page there, and that people can click on it, and then you attach your affiliate link to it, and then you can, and also I'll post that link where you can get your affiliate link on the resources page at the top of FungusCoach.com, under Coach Resources, so you can get that, and if you'd like to become an affiliate. And then out to these schools that you can use for that as well. So you can have a banner there. I know Sue Hester has the performing the seal on her website on the side there. It looks great. And so that goes to her affiliate link. And they can be organized by date or topic or subject or any way that makes sense for you and your readers. And so you usually, it's usually displayed with the most recent postings at the top of the page. So, you've got your blog, it's just the way that you can put it. It's unlimited, the number of things that you can put on there. If you have a class coming up or something, you can put an announcement for that. You can write about that. You can write articles about products and services that you believe in and then put your affiliate link for that. And that's a great way to make income. Yeah, I wanted to people always ask me, what's the difference between a page and a post? They're very similar. Every entry in a blog is called a post, and then each post has a title and some content, and then the content could be, as I said, text, it could be images, it could be links, it could be videos, and every post has a publication date, so that's really good, so that it knows, the search engines know, hey, you just published an article, and so, let's say Nicole, in New York, you just published an article, and it goes out to all the search engines, and so they know that right away, and that's why search engines can find you very easily. And if you're posting very frequently, once a day or at least 2 or 3 times a week, then you're going to get your website up in the search engines very quickly. And then you want to be able to put, when you have posts, you put under a category. So you have, like most blogs, at the top on the menu bar there, you'll see a list of things. Like on Performing Edge Coach, there's, you see various categories like, coach resources and training. And so there's different categories. And then under, so you want to put your posts so you can categorize them. Or let's say you might want to put on your blog, you might want to put books or products at the top, or articles, videos. You could have sports psychology blog, whatever it is that you want. You can put your categories on your menu bar, and then each time you do a blog, decide okay, which category do you want underneath. On DrJoanne.com, I also have a category called TV show. And that's basically just my online TV show. Whenever I have, I'm on television or I'm videoing, doing a video myself or doing, interviewing someone, I put that under TV show. So there's a lot of videos there. That's very powerful. There's a lot of people there. And I know, Ricky, you were asking earlier from Brazil. I know you're a professional tennis coach there and, you're asking about how to build credibility if you have a show, online TV show, it's a way to build credibility as well. And we have Frank Hauser on the phone too, who's new from New York, who is specializing in soccer. I know your website is CoachFrankNYC.com. So Frank, you could put something, one of your categories, you probably want it to be soccer specifically, so that people will click there, because then the search engine will see that category of soccer, and you'll get listed more for people searching in soccer. The latest post is displayed first, so the reader will see it as the latest speaking news, the latest news. And so these categories and the tags, they organize the post to make it easier for the reader to find information on your blog. So while categories are like topics, the tags are more like keywords. So every time you do a post, when you on the side of the administration area there, you'll see a place that says tags, and you want to put in all your keywords there, things that you use and that you feel like people are searching on, and like things like peak performance and or healing or athlete growth, athlete injuries, anything that's confidence, anything that you think that is in the article or anything that people are searching on, put those as tags, and then when people search on those categories, also put your important tags to put are your specific sports that you're working in, and also put your name as a tag, because, you know, your name might not be a keyword right now, but it will become a keyword as you become more well-known. People will be searching on your name. Put that as a tag. Also, it's important as a tag to put your city or your area that you live in. Often in the Bay Area here, people search on sports psychology Bay Area, and my videos come up on YouTube and on Google first. So make sure you put in your city so the local people can find you easily. And then comments are that's an important part of your blog. There's a place right at the bottom of each of your posts where blogs they let visitors post comments. So this gives readers the chance to interact with you, so you know what they're thinking, and enter into an online discussion, and other readers may join in too. So that's really important as well. Now, one other final area I wanted to, a couple areas I wanted to mention are something called permalinks. And permalinks are, it's like the link that it's a word that's used by, a term that was used just by WordPress, and it makes it easy for the search engines like Google and Yahoo to catalog or to find your blog post. So each post on your blog has a unique ID, a unique name, and these what are called permalinks, which is basically the URL. It provides a way to link directly to the post that you've just written. So it'll typically just have like if you wrote something about top mistakes athletes make, then the link would probably be www.myblog.com/top mistakes athletes make. It would have that in the URL. So that's really powerful because it's actually your specific not just your blog, but that specific article will come up on search engines. So if they're searching on those keywords, it will take people to that page, that specific page that you've just written. So that's some initial areas of WordPress that I wanted to give you. And next time, I want to talk more about the difference between posts and pages and static pages. First, let me just mention that right away so you understand the difference. Posts are topics that you put under categories, and they can be changing all the time. So that area will always have new content. Usually, even though technically a post is an entirely separate web page on the internet, posts usually display in like reverse chronological order, like I was saying. So the latest one is at the top and the older ones at the bottom. And so static pages though are actually used for, say, your about page and your contact page, or maybe a product page, things that don't change, where you want to have, you know, just this one piece of content that is there. So you want to have those, and they're called pages. So they don't change, and they don't have tags on them either. So like your blog, your about page, you wouldn't want to have that as a post because it's just talking about you, and that's not going to change. So you would make that a page rather than a post. So if you can kind of see, you know, the difference there. So WordPress has evolved to where you can have these static pages that you do not archive, and then where posts they scroll away and new ones come up. So then you can also have with pages, you can have pages underneath. You can have a drop-down menu with each of your pages that you list. So let's say if you have a product page, then underneath that you could have one subcategory of the sub
listing of your DVDs and your MP3 files, and your books, your ebooks, your online courses, all that to be listed under your products. If you could imagine a whole line of products that you can produce very easily with your, and then just list them on your blog, and then it's really easy for people to find exactly what they want and buy. And you'll find that when people start buying from you and they like your content, they will buy everything from you. They become your raving fans, and they will just continue to buy everything you produce. So that's why it's important to start right away and get your first product out there, because it could be an ebook, could be probably the quickest thing, or a quick visualization audio, and get it up on your website. Provide one free first in the opt-in section, the opt-in box on the right, and then once they like it, they like it, they hear your voice, they're going to want to buy everything that you produce. So so that's some introduction with WordPress. And next time I want to go into some of the more specific, some of the common mistakes people make with when you start setting up your website, also all the different things you can do with your website, and we'll go into more specifics with all of that. Is that next time, give you a chance to ask your questions. So feel free to ask me questions during the week. Email me your questions, and I'll answer them as quickly as I can. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call here. And I look forward to our next call, which will be... the August 11th. So it's the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. So August 11th at 10 a.m. Pacific time and 1 p.m. Eastern time. So look forward to talking with you then. And have a great week, and I look forward to seeing your website. If you have if you made progress with your website or added new things to it, have questions, give me an email, and I'll be happy to look at that. And also post your I can also post your articles. If you have an article that you would like to post on my website, you submit it to me. I'll take a look and see if you can post that up there too to get more exposure for your website. I'll be putting links to your website on both my websites, DrJoanne.com and PerformingEdgeCoach.com, to give you lots of exposure as well. So look forward to talking with you soon. Have a great week. Bye for now.